Senate Bill 85, an act to exempt from sales tax certain contract services provided to agricultural producers by an agent of a parent company through a local contracting entity and certain employee expense reimbursement provided by an agricultural cooperative.
Senate Bill 85 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. If you'll all think back to last year, we had a bill that was very similar to this, that was vetoed by Governor Janklow. This bill has been brought back, addressed in a little different manner. It appears that I've got an awful buzz over here.
Step back a little, it helps.
But I would like to explain the bill to you, if I could. Senate Bill 85 clarifies the agreements between regional and local cooperatives for specialist reimbursements that are exempt from sales tax. And Section 2 certifies that business where at least 25% of the business is owned by a cooperative are exempt from sales and use tax for employee reimbursement. What's been happening over the last number of years, basically starting about 25 years ago, is many of the local co-ops in South Dakota have been using a representative that has been hired by the regional cooperatives, the home-based co-op, to provide professional consulting services. In turn, the local co-ops each pay a part of that salary tax, such as Social Security tax, unemployment tax, costs of operation such as furnishing a pickup, that kind of thing, and each local co-op has picked up their portion of the expenses of that man or woman, whichever the case may be. In 1997, the Department of Revenue began assessing taxes, sales taxes, on these employees and these contracts. We need to remember that producers are not charged a fee when one of these employees of a cooperative calls on them. If there were a fee assessed with their activities, that would be subject to sales taxes. The purpose of the specialist is to encourage the producers to purchase supplies and services from the co-op. If the supply or service is taxable, the cooperative then collects the required taxes on the sale of that supply or service. Cooperatives of all sizes use this option because it allows the local co-ops to work with each other and use their limited resources to create affordable access to well-trained personnel that they cannot afford on their own. The situation differs greatly from a for-profit business such as a private agronomist, attorney, temporary help services, in that the hourly fee or per-job fee usually includes employee costs, staff support costs, building and other operating costs, as well as a profit margin. That is not the case in the entities addressed in Senate Bill 85. In the situations addressed in 85, the entities gain no direct profit. They are a bill, according to an actual statement, for actual costs or expenses of that person. The regional cooperatives are reimbursed by the local cooperatives for actual employee costs, such as salaries, bonuses, taxes, and so forth. Under current law, corporations and their subsidiaries are not subject to this tax. Cooperatives should be afforded that same treatment. This service that is afforded is not like going to a group such as Rent-A-Kid or any temporary service employee situation and get someone to fill in on a temporary basis. These are permanent jobs that are subdivided amongst the co-ops as they are used. We need to recognize that these are specialist positions and cannot be found in an employee for hire business. These are not part-time, they are full-time jobs. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. Senate Bill 85 puts cooperatives on the same playing field as their competition in the different industries as they apply, and I would hope that you would approve Senate Bill 85.
Further remarks? Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, I guess I'd like to just make a couple of points about Senate Bill 85. And first off, it has to deal with the money. There is about a $50,000 hit to the budget in Section 1, and the hit in the Section 2 is slightly more than that. But beyond the dollar amount, I happen to be in the feed industry, and this is probably an indirect benefit to my businesses, is that this particular sales tax that benefits a co-op, I don't have in my business. If I go out and hire a consultant to do ventilation work in one of our customers' barns, or I hire a consultant to come out and do advice on medical needs, or get a consultant to do basically anything in these barns, I have to pay sales tax to that individual. This would give an exemption to the co-op in that particular case, where they're bringing in their technical people. I still have to pay it. I can't recoup that with my customers because this is part of the service that we do for our customers. There's a flat amount of money that we charge. We can't, in order to be competitive with everybody else out there, we can't raise our prices above and beyond where they're at, or you'll lose the business. So consequently, you end up eating those costs. And if you go ahead and give a break to the co-ops, then I'm wondering, where's my break? And I guess that's the question that you have to ask yourselves. Is this really fair to do that? Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. I did, and Senator Drake, I would address that quickly. Senator Drake addressed an issue that's there. On the other hand, if Senator Drake works for a company that erects barns and their consultant is a part of that company, then there is no sales tax on that. I would agree with him that if he hires a consultant, just as Senex could hire a consultant, that they would not hire full-time within our system. They would also pay, as I stated in my explanation of the bill. That does not change. But the fact is that they are a full employee of the company or of a group of companies within the same umbrella under the cooperative structure, just as they would be under the corporate structure. Then they should be allowed that same tax exemption as that corporate structure is. This would not change, as Senator Drake has talked about, if he hires a separate consultant to do a separate job. If the co-ops did that same thing, they would also pay the sales tax on that consultant. So that does not change. There is one thing that I neglected to tell the body. I do have an amendment at the desk, and that amendment addresses the issue. When the bill was written, it did not address the use tax in the same issue as sales taxes, which go hand in hand in our statute book. So the amendment only applies the use tax in the same scenario as Senate Bill 85 addresses the sales tax.
We do have a motion.
The motion is at the desk, and I would waive the reading if I could.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Simmons motion.
The motion has been distributed. The letters at the top, the number at the top is 85FB. That is the motion that has been distributed. And again, I would repeat, this addresses the use tax issue the same as it would the sales tax issue as it applies in Senate Bill 85. We don't want to come back with another bill next year and say, oh, we forgot, we should have put use tax on it. We want to get it all done in one bill.
Further remarks on the Simmons motion to amend? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Simmons motion to amend Senate Bill 85. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 85 as amended. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. Well, this is the year where I like to use a lot of personal examples when I stand up to argue a bill, and once upon a time, since I had a couple jobs during high school all the way through, and the same thing was true for college, I did have the opportunity to work for a Kelly Services type business. And in that occupation, I started out as a temporary but then moved into the corporate headquarters and actually was in the business of giving people jobs. And what you find is that those people do oftentimes have very long-term jobs. And so I think the analogy works. That if the Kelly Temporary Services contracted with, for instance, a doctor's office to provide a nurse, and fees paid by Kelly would be taxable, even though the nursing services provided to patients would be exempt. If you can think about that, Kelly would pay the tax, the nursing services would be exempt. And it's a very similar analogy, even though you have what Senator Simmons refers to as a permanent employee in this particular case. In fact, the fee is a business expense. The co-ops recover by adding the fee to the retail price of the tax-exempt agronomy products they sell to their farmer rancher customers. So, and with this loophole, the state would project a possible $400,000 loss. It does indeed turn into a much bigger deal. I'd urge you to look at this bill as amended and vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator DeHuig.
I have a question for the sponsor, Madam President.
State your question.
Thank you. Senator Simmons, would you agree with, I'm trying to understand the makeup of this bill. Is the Kelly Temporary Services and the services that they then provide to, for example, a hospital or nursing care or whatever, is that analogous to what it is that you've got contained in this bill? And that would be the relationship between the co-op, the local co-op, and the parent co-op?
Senator Simmons, do you choose to respond?
Certainly. I don't see the analogy there directly. If the Senex or Harvest States Co-op or Farmland Co-op or any of the rest of them were to hire a Kelly girl or anything like that, they would, of course, pay the taxes on those. But to say that a part-time, even though they may be employed for a period of a month or 2 months or 3 months, and some of them do turn into that, and I'd have you note that when that does happen, quite often that employee will leave Kelly and become a permanent employee if they need a permanent employee, which can happen over a period of time, just as it can happen in any business. That, of course, would remove them from the tax roll. But is it the same issue? No. These people are employed by someone else. It is a service given to that local cooperative. If the service they provide is a taxable service in sales, the sales tax will be paid on that goods or service. So it is not a totally direct and similar analogy.
Senator DeHuig, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a follow-up question then in that regard, Senator Simmons. Isn't the critical issue here the relationship between the parent corporation and the local cooperative, vis-a-vis no relationship between a Kelly temporary employment and a prospective client? Isn't that really what we're talking about here?
Senator Simmons.
Yes, thank you for the question. I would say that it is. They don't employ the same people for the same process. Therefore, it is that unique circumstance. I used a circumstance in committee and on the floor last year in explaining this issue, that if, for instance, a diamond company provides its services to a set of jewelry stores that are spread out around the country, and the parent company would provide that service within the corporate structure to analyze diamond purity, to do the diamond cutting, to put an assessment value on those diamonds as to quality and value and so forth, and send them out, hired by the parent company, and send them out to their subsidiary corporate stores to do these type of services, they would not be taxed. That's a direct analogy in comparison to the corporate issue of what's happening now. And the Department of Revenue readily acknowledges that they would not be taxed under those circumstances, but yet they are under the cooperative structure.
Senator DeHuig.
Thank you, Madam President. Just so that I'm clear on this, Senator Simmons. So in South Dakota, if you have a parent corporation and a subsidiary corporation, and I'm not talking about co-ops, just business corporations, and the subsidiary or the parent corporation provides services by way of an employee of the parent corporation to the subsidiary corporation, that transaction under South Dakota law is not subject to the sales tax? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, Senator DeHuig. That is what the Department of Revenue has told us in those instances.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam.
Further remarks? Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Well, under that theory, Senator Simmons, if the co-op is correct, you're correct in your theory, and the CPS service is exempt because it's ultimately used, I assume your theory leads to it's ultimately used to sell an exempt product. Is that correct?
Senator Simmons.
Restate the question if you could, Senator.
Well,
I didn't quite get it all.
Does your theory Well, let me phrase the whole thing. If you, what you're saying is that ultimately the product that you sell is exempt, and so therefore CPS employees should not, their services should not be taxed, then all services used by a co-op should be exempt if they are used directly or indirectly to sell that product. Is that right?
Senator Simmons.
No, I don't believe that would be correct, Senator Everest, for the simple fact that some of the consultant services could very easily be selling products that are taxable. For instance, medical services used for animal welfare. Medicals for use in animal agriculture are taxable. If they hire a consultant to go out to, for instance, a number of hog setups or a number of livestock feedlots and provide that service to basically say, this is the kind of vaccination you should use, this is the kind of wormer you should use, this is the kind of poron you should use, in those instances, those are all taxed, so they would be taxed under the sales tax as they sell those products.
Senator Everest.
Thank you. Well, if that weren't true in whole, then this bill would still create an unfair exemption for a specific transaction in a specific segment of the business, while the same transaction will be taxable to everyone else engaged in the same type of activity. Is that true?
Senator Simmons.
I don't believe that's true, because if you are recouping costs through the sales of that product, and they say that you should use that product, and then it becomes a sales taxable product or a sales taxable service, then it is taxed, so it's not exempt. So it does not follow that everything the co-op does would be tax exempt on that basis.
Senator Everest. Other remarks? Other remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 85 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers. Apa?
One.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
No.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham? Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Valesky? Aye.
Whiting?
No.
Madam President, ayes 18, nays 17.
Senate Bill 85 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title?
Yeah.
Hearing
Madam
none,
Chairman.
The title is deemed correct. Senator Everest.
Madam Chairman, there is a title amendment.
There is a title amendment.
It is at the desk, and I move the title amendment.
Thank you. Please.
Senator Simmons moved that the title to Senate Bill 85 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the Senate Taxation Committee engrossed bill, after, quote, sales, unquote, insert, quote, and use, unquote.
Is there a second? Those in favor? Those in favor of the title amendment say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move to give notice of my intent to reconsider.
It is so noted.
Thank you.